Okay, we're learning Yud Ches Amud Aleph. We'll pick up at the bottom of Yud Zayin Amud Beis, a few lines up. Amar Mar. So again, we take another part of that Megillas Tainus that we had before. And we send me to Manya Be'at Sof Moada from the 8th day of Nisan until the end of Pesach. Itosiv Chagadishvuy Adol Mispud. The day of the festival of the Yontav of Shavuos was finally determined. And we were able to beat out those that said that the Tzedukim who said that it had to be always on a Sunday, and therefore we don't have a spedim on those days. Lama liatzav moed. Why does it have to say that it's us until the end of Pesach? Lim ad hamoed. Only it should say until the yontav of Pesach, because moed gufei yontav uvaser. Because the Pesach itself is going to be awesome because it's Pesach. Of course, you can't give a spedim on Pesach. So what's the addition? What's added by Megillas Tainus including it? Amarav Papa, sir. Papa says, "Kid Amarav." Like Rav said beforehand, when it came to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, lo nitzurcha, you don't need it. Turning on to Yud Ches Amud Aleph, Elasa Yom Shelafanav, to prohibit the day beforehand. Hachanam lo nitzurcha, Elasa Yom Shelacharav. So here also, the day beforehand is not the concern, but the day after Pesach, which would not be usher because of Pesach, so that would that is what's being added. So Gemara asks, come on. Like, whose opinion then is this? Rabbi Yossi, Damar, Bein Lefan, it has to be like Rabbi Yossi, Damar, Bein Lefan, Bein Le'acharav, Aser. It has to be according to the view of Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah, who said that the Iser goes not just on the day before, but also on the day afterwards. Ihachi, if that's true, Besim V'Tishinami, then it should also, then all of this should have started from the 29th day of Adar. My area, the Hava Yomad, the Mikame Yomad, the Misukam Tmida. So, Besimatishan, Ihaki Besimatishan, Nami, my area, the Hava Yomad, the Mikame Yomad, the Misukam Tmida. So, when it comes to the 29th of Adar, why does Megillas Tainus say that it's Usher? Because it's the day before, a day on which the Tumid was solidified against the Tzedukim. Typically, Davali Yomad Basar Esin and Tzmanya Bang. Why don't we say that it's because it's the day, if we're going like the opinion that the day after is Asr also, it should be Asr because it's the day after the 28th of Adar. Well, what happened on the 28th of Adar? The sign that we learn in Abraisa, Be'esrim Tzmanya Bang, the 28th of Adar, Asr Spesurta Tavtal Yehuda, the good news came to the Jewish people, Dilo Yidun Min Araisa. That there would not be a decree from the Malchus that they are not allowed to learn Torah. So again, it was obviously a time when things were there was a concern that such a gzera would exist, and therefore when it didn't materialize and they found out they could learn Torah, it was certainly cause to celebrate. Shepam Achos, what happened? Shepam Achos Nigzer Gzera Yisrael. There was a gzera written against Kal Yisrael. Shel Yaskei B'Torah, Shel Yimelus B'Neim. They can't learn Torah. They can't circumcise their children. V'sheichalu Shabbosos. They can't keep Shabbos. Ma asa Yehuda ben Shemua v'chaver. So what did Yehuda ben Shemua and his friends do? Hochu v'not v'eitzami matronisa achas shekol gadoli Roman tzuyin etzla. They went and took advice from a certain Roman woman who was frequented by all the noble people of Rome. Amra lahem, she said to them, imdu v'hafkinu b'layla. Come up and cry out in the night time. So they made a hafgana, they made a protest at night. Amru. And they said, Ishamayim, lo achim anachnu, lo b'nei avecha anachnu. And what did they say when they protested? By heavens, aren't we brothers, lo b'nei avecha anachnu? Are we not children of one father? Right? Rome comes from Esav. Yaakov and Esav are brothers. They come from one father. They come from Yitzchak. They come from Rivka. Lo b'nei machas anachnu, come from one mother. Man ishtenim kolom v'lashon. In what way are we different from every other language? Atem goes from the Nexeris Karos. So why are you being mean to us? We're family. Ubitlum. And it worked. V'osu hayom asa'u hayom tov. That day they established it to be a yom tov. So now the Gemara says, if Megillas Tainus is working according to the opinion of Yossi, so why did Rosh Chodesh Nisan have to be listed as a day when they don't, as a day that there's no hespedim? In order to say, again, the only reason that it was listed was because for itself, it's Rosh Chodesh, but to say the 29th of Adar is no good, but according to Yossi, if the 28th is already a Yonta, then the 29th, the day afterwards, is also going to be no good. So they didn't have to listen to Rosh Chodesh. So the Gemara says, Amrabai, lo nitzucha, elo lechodesh me'ubar. It had to be listed for a case in which Ad Adar is a full month of 30 days, and therefore the 29th would have been permitted. And even though Adar usually has 29 days, there are times when it's up here that it would come out being 30 days. So when it has 30 days, the Isser of the 28th of Adar would go to the 29th, but not to the 30th. And 30th will be Isser because of Erev Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So it would have to list Rosh Chodesh Nisan as well. Rav Ashi gives a different answer. You could even say that Megillas Tainis had to include Rosh Chodesh Nisan in order to say the day before and is going to be Isser even in a month that only has 29 days. Any day that has an Isser, because it's the day after a day listed in Megillas Tainis, so you're not allowed to fast, but you are allowed to have Hespedim. So again, even when normally Hesped would be prohibited on the Megillas Tainis day itself, it's only the Isser about fasting that extends to the following day, but not the Isser of eulogizing. And if that's true, so then Hesped would not have been forbidden on the 29th of Adar. So in this case, when it's the 29th of Adar, it's between two minor days, right? Rosh Chodesh Nisan and the 28th of Adar. They made it like the Yontif itself. They even assered Hesped because it's surrounded. Okay. Gemara goes weiter in terms of understanding Megillas Tainis. Amar Mar, we learned Mitamanya Bevarsof Moadai Tosaf Chag Deshuvah Zol Mispa, from the 8th day of Nisan until the end of Pesach, when the date of Shavuos was solidified, they said that you're not allowed to have Tainis. Lama Lema Mitamanya Be, why do I have to say from the 8th Lema Mitisha Be? You should say from the 9th. Utimanya gufe asur, the 8th day itself should be forbidden. Because that's the day in which the Tamid was established from the from what we said before, and from Rosh Chodesh till the 8th was already included in Megillas Tainis Day. So why do we need from the 8th and forward? The 8th has already been included on that list. So the Gemara answers, Kaven d'ilu mikle milsa, since if it were to happen, ubatline l'shiva, for some reason the Chachamim would get rid of the days at the beginning of Nisan, Timanya Gufe Asar, you still want that the 8th day should be Asar, the Havli Yom Kama, the Tilsa Bichaga de Shvoya, because it's the first day of these days in which it was part of this Yonta for when Shavuos day was settled. Now that we've arrived at this, that there are certain days that are listed in Megillas Tainis twice in order to make sure that they're going to be taken care of if one of the other reasons disappears. So now we can answer what we said beforehand. So Esther Medishin Nami, when it comes to 28th of Adar Nami, we have an answer. Came to Lomikla Milsa, because if it would happen, Batlin al Esther Matimanya, and the Yontif of the 28th of Adar would be abolished. Esther Medisha Gufay Aser, so the 29th would still be Aser, the Habal Yomad Mikame, Yomad Talkam Tmida, because it is the day before the first of the days that were celebrated because of when the Tumid was solidified as being brought from the Ma'os of the Sibor. Itmar, we learned. Rabbi Chiya Bar Asi, Amar Rav. Rabbi Chiya Bar Asi said, "Name Rav. Halacha Rabbi Yosi. The halacha is like Rabbi Yosi, that when hesped is not allowed on a specific day, that the day before and the day after are going to be forbidden as well." Shmuel Amar. Shmuel says, "Halacha Rabbi Meir, that the halacha is like the opinion of Rabbi Meir, when hesped is usher on a specific day, it only extends to the day before, but la'acharav, but the day after would not be prohibited." Did Shmuel really say that the halacha is like Rabbi Meir? We learn in the Braisa. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, "Behon shtei pa'amim." Why does Megillas Tainis tell us the words "behon" on them twice? Meaning, we said earlier, right? Ilan yomei delol hisana behon. These are days in which you should not fast. Umiktasam delol hisa behon, and the ones on which you should not do hesed. Why did it have to repeat the behones that on these, meaning on these? Why did I have to say that twice? Well, Mar Lecha, to teach you Shehein Asurin, that they are forbidden. If name Alacharein Mutarim, the days before and after them are going to be permitted. Amar Shmuel, and Shmuel said that the halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel. So again, Rabbi Gamliel now is a third opinion. Rabbi Gamliel is even more makil than Rabbi Meir, because he doesn't think they extend in either directions. Only the days itself that are listed in Megillas Tainis, but not the day before, not the day after. And yet we were claiming beforehand that Shmuel Paskins, like Rabbi Meir, that it's the day before is us, and the day afterwards is going to be mutter. So how could Shmuel say like the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel? So Gemara says, Meikara Savar Kevin Deleka Tana Demekel Rabbi Meir. Since there is no Tanya who's more lenient than Rabbi Meir, Amar halacha ki Rabbi Meir. He said that the halacha is like Rabbi Meir. Meaning, he, for some reason, he had the hunch, the feeling, the Masorah, to be Mekel on this question. So he said, what's the more Mekel sheet? The more Mekel sheet is Rabbi Meir. But once he found out, came with the Shammai Rabbi Shimon to Mekel Tfei, they heard that Rabbi Shimon was even more Mekel. Then he adjusted and said, the halacha is in fact like the even more lenient opinion of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Bechein Amar Baali Amar Bechia Bar Abba Rabbi Yochanan. And so did Baali, the name of a person, in the name of Bechia Bar Abba, the name of Yochanan, halacha Rabbi Yossi. The halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. Amar le Rabbi Chiya le Baali. So Rabbi Chiya said to Baali, Asavra loch, I will explain it to you. What did Rabbi Yochanan mean? Ki amar Rabbi Yochanan lecha Rabbi Yossi. When did Rabbi Yochanan say the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi? Adelo lehis anna'a. That's when it comes to fasting. That's when it comes to fasting. That fasting on is not allowed on the day before it. But when it comes to the days which Megillas Tanis says about Hespedim, there, according to this, Rabbi Yochanan would follow the opinion of Rabbi Meir. I cannot really be true. Me Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hachi, did Rabbi Yochanan really say that the halacha is like Rabbi Meir when it comes to fasting? The Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hachi, Kazam Mishnah, Rabbi Yochanan teaches us that the halacha always follows the Stam Mishnah, the anonymous opinion, which is brought in the Mishnah, when there is no machlokas utinan, and we have a mission that teaches us, even though we said when it comes to the Megillah that you're allowed to move it forward, but you're not allowed to postpone it any further. On to Yichasim Beis, Mutarin Behesped of Atainis, Hesped and Tainis, on the days in which we move the Megillah up to read it. Again, the Gemara goes through at the beginning of Sechus Megillah, Megillah Nikreis, and all the different days that it can be ready. Rav, Yibezi, Gimel, Yidalad, God has already put him. But on those days, when you move it up, you're not allowed to do Hesped or Tainis. The Gemara says, oh, so Amos, what are you talking about? In what case was, I'm sorry, Mutar and Hesped and Tainis. So what case is you allowed to do Hesped and Tainis? Elim, Ibn Chameh, Sivika, Karli, Barbeisar, if we're talking about people from regular cities who are supposed to read, if you talk about people who are from walled cities, who are supposed to be on the 15th, but are making it earlier for the reasons that the Gemara delineates over there, making it on the 14th, Umish Shari, are you really allowed to do Hesped and Tainis on that day? Vaksim, Megillas Tainis, but it says Megillas Tainis, Yom Rabba Asarbo, Yom Chamisha Asarbo, on the 14th and 15th of Adar, Yom Epurai, Inun, these are the days of Purim Delola Mispad, Bahon, not to give eulogy of Amar Rav, and Rav said, Lo Netzucha Ela Lesora Shel Zebzeh Shel Zebzeh. Why do I have to teach that it's forbidden? Of course, if it's Purim, it's going to be forbidden. No, it's forbidden even for the people who's not celebrating that day. So if the people who are celebrating the 14th are not allowed to do Hesped and Tainis on the 15th, and the people that celebrate on the 15th can't even do it on the 14th or 15th. So you see that according to Megillas Tainis, nobody is allowed to do Hesped or Tainis on the 14th. So it can't be that the Mishnah is talking about a case when the person in the walled city is moving up to the 14th, that's when it's Mutter Hesped of Tainis. So if you're going to say that we're talking about people from the non-walled cities who are supposed to be reading on the 14th, but it's moved up to the 13th, and that in such a case we're saying that on that day they can, even though they're reading the Megillah, they can do Hesped and Tainis. That can't be true, because Yom Nikanor, the 13th of Adar, is a different day. It's the day of Nikanor, another day which is listed in Megillah's Tainis as a day that is that would not be allowed to do Hesped or Tainis. We'll explain a little later what Yom Nikanor is. So maybe it's talking about people who are supposed to do it on the 14th, but for whatever the reasons are, as delineated in the beginning of Maseches Megillah, they have to move up this year to the 12th. And even though they're reading that day, it would be permitted to do Hesped and Tainis on that day. That also can't be, because Yom Tur Yanus, so it's the day of Tur Yanus, and the day listed in Megillas Tainis, that's Aser Hesped. Must be they're talking about that they moved up the 14th people, who moved it up to the 11th, which is the earliest that can be read according to the Mishnah at the beginning of Maseches Megillah. And yet, the Kasani Mutter Hesped Tainis, yet the Mishnah tells us that it's Mutter to have Hesped and Tainis, even though, why is this important for us? Because it's the day before the Yom of Turyanis. So we see that this Mishnah, which is not going according to anybody specific, is allowing fasting on a day before Megillah's Tainis day, which is like the view of Reb Meir. So how could Reb Yochanan, who paskens like the Stam Mishnah, say that the halacha is like Reb Yossi, that fasting is forbidden before any of the days of Megillah's Tainis? The Gemara answer is, lo, you haven't proven anything. Really, what we're talking about, B'nai Arbeis, Avakakar, Lebe, Tracer, we're talking about people who should have been reading on the 14th, and they're reading on the 12th. With the Karmic Yom Turyanos, so we said they can't be talking about that because it's the day of Turyanos. Yom Turyanos, Gufe, Batuli, Batuli, they abolished it. Why? Ho, V'nerger, Bu, Shmaya, V'achiyah, Achiv. Because Shmaya and Achiyah, his brother, were killed on that day. They were apparently very righteous people. They were big tzaddikim. And for whatever reason, it was enough of a reason to abolish that for being a Yom Tov. Kiha, like the case of the Rav Nachman, Gazer Tanisa B'Chesa, the Rav Nachman once declared a fast day on the 12th day of Adar, Amalei Rabban, and I, the Rabban, said to him, how can you do that, Yom Taryanos? So, it's the famous Yom Tov of the day of Taryanos. How can it be a fast day? Amar Luhu, no, what are you talking about? Yom Taryanos, Gufei Batuli Batlua, we got rid of this day. Ho, V'Nergabu, Shmai V'Achiyah, because Shmai and Achiyah were killed on that day. So again, so what emerges? That the Mishnah Megillah can be talking about after the day of Taryanus was bottled, it was gotten rid of, and therefore fasting is allowed on the 12th of Adar, and therefore the Iron Machlokas in Rabbi Yossi has nothing to do with the Mishnah over there. So the Gemara goes back to Rabbi Yochanan's opinion, But why shouldn't it be that fasting on the 12th is not going to be allowed, according to B.O.C.? Why not? Oh, because it's the day before the day of Nicanor. If the day of Megillah's Tainis day is going to be forbidden, then the 12th should not be good, because the 13th is Yom Nicanor. Amar Ravashi says, Hashta iu gufei bat lua. Now that we said that the day of Turyanos is going to be wiped out, Mishumnom Nikonar Nikum Nigzar. Again, if the day the 12th was a significant day enough that we were going to Aser B'Tainis because of Yom Turyanos, then we had to say no. This is not a day where we could say the Hesped and Tainis are not forbidden because these big tzaddikim were killed on that day. So if for a day which could have had a quasi-yontif status unto itself for its own reason, we're going to say that that can't be true anymore. We're going to say that because it's the day that precedes Yom Nicanor, that's more of a reason to say the Aser B'Tainis. That certainly wouldn't be applied either. So now the Gemara wants to say, well, who are these people? My Nicanor or my Turyanos? What is the day of Nicanor? What is the day of Turyanos? This sign we learn in the Brayos Megillas Tainis, Nicanor Echad Me'a Pirchei Yevanim Hayom. He was a governor of the Greeks. And every day he would raise his hand again and wave against you, against Yehuda and against Yerushalayim, the Omer, and he would say, when will I finally have the chance? When will fall my hand and I'll be able to demolish it? When the Chashmonaim rose to power and defeated the Greeks, Kitsitsu Bahonos Yodav Raglov, the Chashmonaim cut off Nicanor's thumbs and big toes. Utilon b'sha'arei Yerushalayim, hung them up on the gates of Yerushalayim. V'amru, and they said, "Pesha ha'imedaber v'gaiva." The mouth that spoke with such gaiva arrogance against Hakadosh Baruch Hu, against his city. The adayim shayim nifas Yerushalayim, and the hands that used to wave against Yerushalayim, teyasabem nekama, have had Hashem's revenge taken against them. This took place on the 13th of Adar, and was enough of a reason to make a yontif. My Turyanos, what's Turyanos? The day of Turyanos, Amrum, Kishabikish Turyanos Laharogas Lulyonus Upapus Achiv Biludkia. Turyanos wanted to kill Lulonius and Papus, who was his brother, in Ludkia. Amrulahan, Im Mea Moshe Chanan Mishav Zaryatem, if you come from the same nation as Chanan Mishav Zaryatem, So let Hashem intervene. The same way He intervened from them, just like Hashem saved them, Hanan, Mishael, and Azariah from Nebuchadnezzar, He should save you also. Amru lo. They said, well, what do you want from us? Hanan, Mishael, and Azariah, tzaddikim gemurim hayu. They were very righteous people. Uri and Hayu, and it was proper. They deserved to have a miracle done for them. Nebuchadnezzar, Melech Hagan hayu. And Nebuchadnezzar was a proper king. Interesting language of what that means is a proper king. And it was fitting that a miracle should be done through him. Right? Nebuchadnezzar was certainly a Rasha. The Gemara refers to him as a Melech Hagon because the Psukim in Daniel seem to indicate that when he saw that Hanania, Mishael, that Azariah were saved, he praised HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He realized that there was it was the Yad Hashem that made him to Melech Hagon. The Oso Rasha had you to, but you Toyanos, you're a nobody. Veina Roy Leasos Nesayado. It's not deserving that a nace should be done through him, meaning you. Excuse me. V'anun is chayav nukli ala makam. And we also deserve to be killed. V'im eina toharagna, if you do not kill us. Harbe haragim yesh ala makam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can find other ways. V'harbe dubim v'rayas yesh ala makam b'olam, Hashem can send bears and lions. Shepogim banu v'haragin son, who could also kill us? Elo l'masar HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'yadchar. Elo sh'asli par d'minim yadchar. Hashem only put us into your hand so that eventually He should be able to take revenge against you. Afal pichein, after the threat of that HaKadosh Baruch was going to eventually avenge their blood, Hargun Miyad, He killed them. Amr the Chacham said, Lozozom Yisham at Shebo, to Yuflei Meiromo, Patsu Asmocho Begizvin. Before they even moved, a pair of officers came from Rome with apparently a psak din of Rome against Toyanus, and they split open his head with a club. And that incident, again, of seeing the Yad Hashem was the reason for the Yontif on the 12th of Adar. Let's just finish up to the end of the parak. The Mishnah had said, "In goes in Tainas al Tzibur b'tzchila b'chamishi." Again, details of when we can start these series of Taniyos. We don't start on a Thursday, and not on Rosh Chodesh. But again, they could be in theory included in them. That was what the Mishnah was talking about. So the Gemara is going to elaborate. The Kama Havayaschola. What constitutes beginning the fast? Vach Amar Shalosh Shabbos Amar Achas. Meaning, at what point, if a fast coincides with Rosh Chodesh or Chanukah or Purim, the other days, do we not interrupt it? So Rav Acha says three, Monday, Thursday, Monday, and Vasi Amar Achas, even one. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Zudivrei Rabbi Meir Sham Mishimran Ben Gamliel. This was the opinion of Rabbi Meir in the name of Rabbi Gamliel. Vachacham Ramrim Misane Umashlim. He has to fast and complete even on those special days. Tarish Marzuchim Heishmei Rav Huna Halacha Misana Mashtim. Halacha is that you must fast and you have to finish the fast, like the opinion of the Chacham. Because again, the Mishnah had said that even though Rabbi Gamliel said that that over the series of the fast you don't stop for Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, Purim, says in the fast day on those days it's not completed, right? Not Mashtim, but it's broken up before it gets to be nightfall, and that's what the Gemara is arguing about here. Again, Rabbi Yehuda Marav says his opinion of Rabbi Meir, who said the name Rabbi Gamliel, that this opinion. But the Chacham say Misana Mashtim, you even complete the fast on those days. Tarash Marzutra again, Mishvei Rav Huna Halacha. What is Halacha Misana Mashtim, that once these days are included, that you must finish the fast. Hadran Lach Seder Taniyos Ketzad.